All right.
It's late. I was up to like 3:30 watching that seven seconds on Netflix because it's a good show. And after I watched the Oscars, I thought the Oscars was all right. I don't know. I don't know. They do a lot of time. They talk about how long it is. We could do without a lot of those montages. It's what is supposed to get me excited about liking movies. I like movies already. I don't need to see a retrospective of like, hey, here's all the best supporting actors ever. I'm all right, man. Because, you know, sometimes Oscars don't go to like the best, really. But I was just glad Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri and Lady Bird didn't win Best Picture, because they weren't. Shape of Water, maybe. Florida Project, that was the best fucking picture, but the Oscars are over. I'll stop bitching about the Florida Project being snubbed. I don't know. Look at the fucking news. It was nice having a weekend off from podcasting. I enjoyed that. Not having waking up and being like, oh, I don't have to record a podcast. And I don't feel bad about it. So this new Monday to Friday. But now the thing is, I come back on Monday. You know, it's Monday. What do you want out of me on a Monday? And then Tuesday's better, but it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is really when I'm going to work on the podcast. And Monday and Friday, I'm pretty checked out. All right, let's just look at the fucking news. I'm saying fuck a lot today. Sorry if that offends your sensibilities. But this has got the explicit mark on it in iTunes. I said, this is not for children. I'm going to say fuck. And I'm going to talk about doing it. And what other thing? Drugs. What else are you not supposed to do? Strong sexual content. Violence. Lots of violence. North Korea made as much as $200 million from Bitcoin, according to expert. Well, I don't know who this expert is, but I guess the North Koreans really know what they're doing with the Bitcoin. I thought that dropped out. I never bothered truly understanding Bitcoin just out of the fact that I know I can't afford a Bitcoin. If I could afford one, maybe I'd think about it. Citrus County teacher, Citrus County, I'm assuming, was it in Florida? Removed from class over podcast. Well, what was this podcast? I guess Citrus County could be anywhere, you know, but there's an Orange County in New Jersey, or an Orange. I don't know if there's an Orange County, but there's an Orange town called Orange. They don't make oranges in New Jersey. Citrus was removed from class over podcast. Reported, alt-right educator boasts about infiltrating public schools. Oh. So she's like an alt-righty with a podcast and became a teacher, and now she's gone. White nationalist podcast. Oh, there you go. That's... What is it with the white nationalism? Why are they so... I feel like... Is it always... I guess I knew a lot of these types of people growing up, just racist assholes, but they didn't feel like they had a real ideology behind them. They were just racist assholes. And they certainly weren't getting into like broadcasting or trying to figure out a way to make their racism like a way of life. It was just kind of a hobby. Like, and if you hung out with him too long, you would hear about it. But it wasn't the first thing you heard. Well, I guess that's good that she's out of there. Is that the intolerant left, not allowing white nationalist school teachers? Don't we want the other side of not white nationalism? Oh, the other side. See, that's the thing. Everybody doesn't get a side. State Department was granted $120 million to fight Russian meddling. It has spent zero. Well, look, we're saving money there. And the Russians get to meddle in the election if they wish. They're allowed to buy advertising. You know what? If Facebook wants to really do the right thing, they should just say, you know, we're out of the political advertising business. We're done with it. We don't. You can advertise your fucking, your Shark Tank bullshit, you know? You can you can advertise a product or whatever, but no political candidates, no super PACs, no nothing. We don't fucking deal with that shit. But that's too much money. They ain't going to turn that down. But if they did that, then maybe... I'm about to leave Facebook altogether because it's such fucking... I think they're a fucked up company. I don't care if they have all my information. I put all my information everywhere. I'm not a private person. If I wasn't an entertainer out there in the public eye, I wouldn't fuck with it at all. I don't know what those people are doing. I'm just getting all these fucking weird random people friend requesting me, and it's a combination of just actors that live in like Indiana or something. You know, it's like I'm an actor and I live in Ohio. It's like why are you living? Stop it. Why, you're not an actor if you unless you're like super famous. You know, if you're Jeff Daniels and you live in Michigan. I get a bunch of Bitcoin people. I look at their profiles, just a bunch of Bitcoin shit. And then there's just lonely people. Just lonely people look just befriending comedians because we accept everybody's friend requests. Not everybody, but a lot. And they don't have any interest in you as like they just want to have like friends on their friend list and in their feed, and it's a very odd relationship. Fucking Facebook is weird. It's become it's just become really fucking weird now that it's gone into this weird old conservative kind of place. It's real, like a lot of the politics there is conservative, and then you have like these kind of, there's Facebook stars, not stars, ugh, but people that are like Facebook ranter. The whole place is a mess. Homeless people turned away from hotel despite being offered rooms by paying customers. Well, that ain't right, hotel. What hotel is this? I'm going to say don't go to this hotel. Let's see. This is in the UK. All right. Well, don't go. I don't need to read that. Don't go to any hotels in the UK. They're all suspect. Or look up that article if you're traveling there. Or if you're Rob in Brighton, if he's still around, don't go to hotels. Or find out what that hotel was and don't go there. Former NASCAR driver Richard Crawford tried to have sex with girl 12 police. That's a weird way to phrase that headline. Well, he's already a former NASCAR driver. So, this is a Canadian. I believe he's a Canadian. It's a Canadian newspaper, the Toronto Sun. But I guess they could also report on Americans in Toronto. They don't have a law against that. I wouldn't expect a NASCAR driver to be a pedophile, because I feel like not a lot of kids in that environment. Although I guess there's children that like NASCAR, but it doesn't seem like, you know, you would. I don't know. I'd have to read the article, but maybe if he had any kind of, I also have a camp for kids, and you're like, oh. No, I want to help at-risk youth. No, you don't. You just want access, you piece of shit. All right, week two of the new, well, it's not a new podcast, but you know what I mean, since the break. This is the beginning of week two. I don't know what that means. This podcast is terrible, but I still have hope that it'll get better. Or I might just stop. I don't know. I'm on the fence. This is going week to week. I started this week. I'll finish this week. And then I will think about it. That's the problem having the weekend off. It makes me think about it. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I shouldn't be putting out a bad podcast every day. Maybe that's not helping me. I'll think about it some more. See you tomorrow. We love you.